Hello and welcome to another recording from Sittingbourne Baptist Church for children that are in reception to year six, which is our Ignite group. My name is Kuda and I hope you enjoy what we're going to be talking about today. We're in the middle of a series of sermons looking at the Wonder Women in the Bible, and today we're going to be talking about Abigail. But before we do that, let's play a little game. Okay, so I am thinking of an item of clothing, something that you wear. Okay, so I'm going to give you 5 clues and see whether you can tell me what that item is. It's just for fun, but you can just play along at home. So for 5 points, this is something you can wear in the winter or the summer, so you can wear it all year round. Do you want to have a guess? Be a very good guess. It'll be a very random guess. For 4 points, there are lots of different types of this item. What do you think that could be? For 3 points, you wear it either on your head, shoulders, knees, or toes. You have to choose which one it is and what you think the item is. But it's something that you wear either on your head, shoulders, knees, or toes. So there are 2 things you should be able to take off quite easily, because we don't often wear a lot of different things on them. For 2 points, there are lots of different types of these things. Some of them are called Panama. Some of them are called Bilby. And some are called Top. So what item of clothing do you think that could be? And for 1 point, this is something that you wear on your head. I'm sure that makes it really easy for you to know what I am thinking of. If you said hat, then you are correct. So well done. And that's our game. So today we are going to be looking at the story of Abigail. And we find that in the Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 25. Give you a quick summary of it before we start looking at what we can learn about Abigail and the things that she did. Now, this story happens when David was running away from King Saul, because King Saul was jealous and wanted to kill David. And David and his men had been in the desert for quite a long time. And then they needed to come down, and they were all very, very hungry. And he had lots of men with them. And so he came down the mountain, and there was a man whose name was Nabal and his wife Abigail. And Nabal had a bit of an unfortunate name, which meant fool. And he was very rich. He had lots of sheep and lots of goats. And he was having a party for the people that worked for him, because they were just shearing the sheep. And when they did that, they used to have a party in the evening. So they were having a party. And David came down from the mountains where he had been hiding from King Saul and said to Nabal, can you please give us some food to eat? Anything you can spare is fine. We don't want to take all your food, just a little bit. And Nabal, who was very proud of himself, and he thought he was, you know, he thought a lot of himself. He really was quite arrogant and quite rude. And he had a habit of saying things without really thinking them through. And when David's men came, they said, we've seen your shepherds around, and we've made sure that they were kept safe. We looked after them, made sure that nobody stole any of the sheep, and we've been really good. So can you please just give us something to eat? because we've been up in the mountains for a long time, and we would like your help, since we have been good to your shepherds." And when Nabal heard this, he replied, and he said, "Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse?" Which was very insulting. It was like saying, you know, "I don't know anybody called David. Who is? What's he talking about?" And yet at that time, David was very famous, and a lot of people knew about David. And he refused to give them any food at all. He said, "I'm not going to waste my food and my water and my meat that I have killed for my servants. I'm not going to give that to people that I don't even know, and I don't know where they've come from." And when David heard that this is how he was responding, he said, "Right, men, everybody, put on your sword. We're going to fight this guy." And, well, David was not really going to fight him. He was just going to kill this guy. And he said, "We are going to kill every man in his household, every man that works for him. We're just going to go there and kill them." And now there was one servant who quickly ran to where Abigail was and told her what had happened and how Nabal had responded to David. And Abigail immediately realizes that this is a big problem and she has to do something. So she gets ready lots of food, some jugs of wine, some sheep, all of these sheep that were nicely roasted. She takes some bread and some raisins and some cakes. She puts them all on donkeys and she says to her servants, "Go before me and go and find David because I need to sort this problem out." But she doesn't tell Nabal because he's out partying with the other servants. She goes and she finds David where he is coming now to attack their house and their servants, because there were lots of servants. And she stops him and she says a lot of really lovely things to David. And she says, "Please blame me for what has happened. Let it be as if it was my fault, because I didn't hear that you were in the area. I didn't know that you needed help. If I knew, I would have done something about it. But my husband is a very foolish man. He's a bit stupid and he talks before he thinks. So I am here to give you this food and to say, please don't do anything wrong by killing anybody, because God has anointed you to be king and I know you're going to be king. And when you are king, you don't want to look back and see that you have killed innocent people by killing people from my household. So please do the right thing and accept this gift that I'm giving you, because I know that when you are the king, you will look back and you will realize that this was the right thing to do." And she talks to him quite a lot about this, and she says a lot of really, really good things to David about what God's plans are. And she puts a blessing on David and she says, "I know that God is going to keep all the promises that he's spoken about you, and you are going to rule over Israel and you're going to be a great king. And when God has blessed you, please remember me and what I have done. And I hope that it'll make you smile to remember this talk that we have had." And David is completely blown away by this woman and the wonderful things that she says to him. And he says, "Yes, I agree. It is better for me not to kill people that haven't done me any wrong, since it was Nabal who said the stupid thing and who insulted me. So," he said, "I will leave it to God to deal with my enemy and I won't kill anyone." So he accepts the food that she gives him. He tells her, "You can go in peace. I'm not going to do anything and I'm not going to kill any of your people. I have heard your request and I'm going to do what you ask. Then she goes back and Nabal is still out there at the party. So she lets him sleep. In the morning, when he wakes up, she tells him everything that happened. And she tells him how close he was to being killed by David. And when he hears that, he has a heart attack. He has a heart attack and then he's not able to move. And then after about 10 days, he dies. And when he dies, David hears that he has died. And he says, I'm really glad that I didn't kill Nabal because that would have been the wrong thing to do. I was just really angry. But even though he said some horrible things to me, I shouldn't have done that. And he says, but that woman, Abigail, was very, very clever woman and acted in the right way. So I am going to reward her by making her my wife. So Abigail left where she was and she went to live with David as his wife. So that is the story of Abigail. There is so much to learn from this. There is so many things we can take away from this. Abigail's name means someone whose father is joy. So like the father of Abigail is joy, meaning that maybe the things that that raised her up, people would be joyful around her, or maybe she brings pride to her father and joy to him because she does the right thing. And she certainly did the right thing in this passage here that we've read. So from Abigail, we can learn that when we are associated with people, we need to know people's character. We need to know what they are like. So if you have a friend who maybe gets angry with people very easily, you have to know how to deal with that. Like Abigail did, she knew that her husband was a little bit quick to speak and he didn't always say the right things or good things. So she knew when she heard what he had said to David, she knew there was a problem and she used her wisdom and she acted straight away. She wasn't slow. She didn't sit there and think about it and think, oh, what can I do? What can I say? She knew exactly what she needed to do. And she knew she had to prevent a big problem. Because if David had come and killed all the people, all the men, it would have just left the women to do to look after the sheep and the goats that Nabal had. David would have killed Nabal as well, who was the head of the family. And that would have meant that all of the servants wouldn't have a leader, wouldn't have someone to look up to. So it would have put a lot of stress on Abigail if she had to act as the master of that house, which in those days very, very rarely happened that a woman would have such power. We're told that Abigail was beautiful and intelligent and she knew how to prevent problems. She didn't stand by and hold her head and start thinking that she would do something maybe the next day. She immediately got up and knew she had to try everything she could to resolve a big problem. Because David coming to kill everyone obviously was going to be a big problem. Abigail was very clever in choosing words. She spoke to David for a long, long passage of the Bible where she's telling him, first of all, she takes the blame on herself. She says, it is my fault. It is my fault because if I had been there and I have heard your men asking for food, I would have given them food. So she takes the blame on herself. She doesn't stand there and blame David for wanting to kill Nabal and all the other men. She is what, when I was growing up, we used to call it cool, calm and collected. She kept a cool head. She was calm. She wasn't stressed or nervous or worried. As she was collected, she knew what she wanted to say and she knew how she wanted to say it. So she was really, really clever in that way, in saying the right things to David. We do have a memory verse this week, and we are going to take that from the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 1. And it says, "A soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath, but harsh and painful and careless words stir up anger." Okay, so a soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath, but harsh and painful and careless words stir up anger. So wrath is similar to anger. It's when somebody is very, very cross. So if somebody is very, very cross and you use a soft, gentle and thoughtful answer, you can turn away their anger. You can make them stop being cross so that you can get to a place where you can now start talking to someone and they are actually listening to you. Because when someone is very cross, sometimes they don't tend to listen to what you're saying. And the second part of that says, harsh and painful and careless words stir up anger. Just like we saw with Nabal, that when he said harsh and painful and careless words to David, saying, "Oh, who is David? Nobody knows David. Why should I bother myself with David and his men? Their hunger is not my problem. That's not what's worrying me. That's not my problem." But it would have been his problem if he had been attacked by David's men. Then it would have been his problem. So that those words stirred up anger in David's heart and made him really, really cross that he wanted to kill Nabal and all the people around him. So it can teach us that we have to be careful. So in the story, I would like you to think, would you be Nabal? Would you be David? Or would you be Abigail? When something happens, are you quick to say careless words that can hurt somebody or make them feel cross and angry? Are you the sort of person who, if somebody asks you for something, you don't think about what that could mean next week or the week after? You don't think about the consequences, and you just give a very, very quick and maybe harsh and thoughtless answer? Or are you the sort of person like David, who when someone says something stupid to them, it makes you very, very angry very quickly, and then it makes you want to get violent? Or it makes you so angry you want to throw things or hit something? What type of person are you? Or could you be like Abigail, somebody who understands the situation quickly and who works really hard to bring a peaceful end to the situation? Because there are different ways of handling the situation. When Nabal heard David's request, he reacted in one way, which didn't help anybody. He had food, and David was not asking for all of the food. He was only asking for enough for he and his men to get some strength before they carried on their journey. But Nabal, what he said was not helpful, and it quickly made the situation into a problem. But when Abigail heard this, she was quick to act by giving a gentle answer, something soft. And it's not to say that gentle answer is a weak answer. It's powerful in its sweetness. It's sort of like a sweet answer. Because when she spoke to David, she said many amazing things about him. And she said, "I know that God is going to make you king. And I know that you're going to be a great king. And because you're going to be a great king, one of the things that you will have is mercy. And you will not kill people today because you're going to be a great king. And when you're a king, you want to look back and think, oh, I did a good thing then, and I didn't kill people that were innocent. So she was really, really clever in the way she used her words. So we can look at that in another way, that one person can make a big difference to a lot of people, because Nabal had a lot of servants. And if David's men had come and killed those people, there would have been a lot of deaths and a very sad time for everyone. So Abigail was able to prevent a big problem for everyone. Abigail, it's like she was listening to God guiding her to know what the right thing to do at that time. Yes, she did say some horrible things about Nabal. She did call him foolish, and she did say that he wasn't a person who was very intelligent. But all of that, it was probably true. It was probably true, and that really helped David to understand that he shouldn't take what Nabal had said seriously. He needed to listen to Abigail, who was saying the exact opposite. When I was growing up, we used to say that there's a good reason why you have two ears and one mouth, that you should think twice or listen twice before you speak once, so that you are listening more than you are talking. And sometimes that can be very, very important. If you listen and think about what you've heard before you speak, it can help you to be more like Abigail, who was very good at making a bad situation good again. She knew how to do things so that people would end up being happy. So Abigail also understood God's purpose for David's life. There are people around you that God has a job for them to do. And it would be good if you could help them along with that job. So like your parents have a wonderful job of bringing you up and teaching you about God and about Jesus. And it'll be good if you would sit down and listen to what they're saying. And when it's time to pray, to try and pray yourself and try and help your parents to raise you up in a good way, to provide you with things that you need, not to waste the resources in the house, like not wasting food, not wasting hand wash, or not wasting things or water or anything like that, to work with your parents, to be good kids. So another thing that we see from this story is that David didn't have to do anything to Nabal. He didn't kill him because Abigail persuaded him not to. But the very next day, Nabal has a heart attack. And then later that day, he dies. Oh, after about 10 days, the Bible says it was about after 10 days that Nabal dies. So in there, we can see that David, and he recognizes this towards the end of chapter 25. In verse 41, David says, I can see that I didn't have to fight my enemy because Nabal died by God's hand and not by David's hand. And that can teach us that God is willing to fight our battles. If there is something that is troubling us, or something that we need to change in our life, God can come alongside us and help us to do that, to make those changes. And we don't have to fight the battle against people that are horrible to us. We don't have to be the ones to fight. God can fight on our behalf. He can fight that battle for us. And he knows just how to pay people back. Sometimes he might pay them back very harshly, and if they've done something seriously bad. And sometimes he might forgive them. And we have to trust that God is going to make the right decision. Just like David had to trust that God would deal with Nabal and David wouldn't have to deal with it. So those are quite a lot of things that I found in the story, which is amazing about Abigail and the great things that we can learn from it. But I would advise you that if you tend to be more like Nabal, if you're that sort of person who really talks quickly before they think what they're saying, ask God to help you so that you can change. Or if you're the sort of person who hears harsh and painful words and they stir up anger in you, ask God to help you control that anger so that maybe you can take a deep breath or count to 10 before you speak, and so that you don't hurt anyone or even hurt yourself. And let us all try to be like Abigail. She gave a soft and gentle answer, and she thought about what she was going to say, and that turned away David's anger. It made him feel that he wanted to help her. And then Abigail is one of the great names that we see in the book of Matthew when they're talking about Jesus's bloodline. And they're talking about all the people that were related to Jesus. There are very few women mentioned in the line of Jesus's birth. There's Tamar, and there's Rahab, who we talked about last week. There's Ruth, and right near the end, Bathsheba is mentioned. Oh. That's my mistake. Abigail is not mentioned in here. But she became a very, very important person in David's life. And God really blessed her by getting her to live with David. And when he was king, she would have been one of the people who would have lived in the palace with David. So that was a great thing. For that happened to Abigail because of the way she reacted when bad and harsh things were being said. So before we go, let us pray. Lord, I just want to pray for everybody who's listened and heard this message, that it'll bless them and it'll help them to see how they can respond in a different way that will bring peace to the situation, so that they can say good words and nice words, words that bring peace and a happy ending. Give them strength and give them your wisdom, Lord, and bless them even during this time of lockdown. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I will see you for the next recording, if we're still in lockdown, which I think we will be. And don't forget the memory verse, which we find in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 1. And it says, just going to it. Oh, I've lost it. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, "A soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath, but harsh and painful and careless words stir up trouble." Stir up anger, really, not trouble. Stir up anger. And that's from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Stay blessed, and I'll see you soon. Bye.